Listen to a talk given by an economics professor.
Let me tell you about an exhibit at the University Museum that you might want to see. They're showing a collection of coins and paper money used in North America in the last 200 years. The exhibit also includes historical facts about the various forms of currency. One interesting item I saw there was a currency note from Canada, a piece of paper money worth only 25 cents. I've never seen a bill worth so little. The Canadian government issued the notes in 1870 as a temporary solution to a shortage of coins. The plan was to use them for only a few years until enough coins could be made. But people found the bill so useful that the Canadian government printed more in 1900 and 1923. Most people simply liked the bills because they were easy to hold in a purse or a pocket, or to send through the mail. They're only about half the size of our current bills. But what's unusual is the way that soldiers used them. They would stick them down in their boots to prevent the boots from rubbing against their skin. You could imagine how irritated your shins might get if your boots had rubbed against them all day. So the durable paper really helped. As a result, they became known as shin plasters. The Bank of Canada finally recalled the shin plasters in 1935, and ironically, those that were not destroyed are now valuable collector's items, like the ones on display at the museum.